made certain commitments. Allah Ta'ala has made mention of it in many places in the Holy Quran. In the 14th Surah, رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Oh Allah, because you misled me. بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. Oh Allah, you misled me. Because of that, I would mislead human being except those who are committed and sincere to you, O Allah. In the 15th Surah, look at how beautifully Allah Ta'ala says, أَرَعَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ لَئِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. O Allah, this human being whom you gave superiority over me, telling me that I should make sita in front of him, if you give me respite to the day of Qiyamah, I will mislead him and his children. And then in the 8th Supara, ثُمَّ لَعَاتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. O Allah, if you give me permission, I will mislead him. I will come to him from the right, left, behind him, front of him, to mislead him. So Shaitan's objective in this world is to mislead you and I, to take us away. The question is, why? Why did Allah give him that power and authority? Allah has given him that power and authority to try and mislead us. I'm using this word very deliberately, to try and mislead us. Why has Allah Ta'ala done so? The ulama have given certain reasons. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi in his kitab Shifa'ul Alil has made mention of many reasons. One or two I will just make mention of. One is, many a times you would not be able to understand the nature of something unless you understand its opposite. We would not have been able to understand the importance of light if we did not know darkness. We would not have been able to understand the beauty if we did not know the opposite of beauty, which is ugliness. In a similar manner, good and virtue would not have been appreciated if the opposite of that did not exist. And the opposite is championed by Shaitan. So that is one of the reasons. The second reason, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says, is for every human being to start fearing. Every human being must fear that no matter how much ibadat I do, I cannot be saved from the punishment of Allah. So we take this example of Iblis, where he was, Ta'usul Malaika, the one who made sijda in every span of earth, span of land on this earth. And all of that he did. And thereafter, you know, Allah Ta'ala still destroyed him because of his pride and arrogance. So never be proud. So we learn from that, one of the reasons why Allah Ta'ala has given him that authority and put him on this path. The third thing is trial. It is part of the trial of human being that we resist the plans of Shaitan and obey Allah Ta'ala. Now we will get reward for resisting Shaitan, and that reward would not have been the same if we had done good without resisting Shaitan. So resisting Shaitan gives us that reward because we have resisted someone who have tried to mislead us. And Allah Ta'ala has given him certain type of power and authority. The very famous incident that comes in Sahih Muslim, that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting in the masjid, it was itikaf, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was speaking to some of his wives, and as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left them at the door of the masjid, and two of the Sahaba went past, Sahabiyah, the Azwaj Mutahharat were covered, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as they went past, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called them back and said, oh my Sahaba, I'm speaking to my wives. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we didn't have any doubt. We didn't think, Aliyadu Billah, that our Nabi could have been speaking to a strange woman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I know you didn't have doubts, but Shaitan runs through your body the way blood runs through your body. He runs through your body the way blood, the way a person has blood, that's the way Shaitan is in our body. And I was afraid that he could have put doubts in your mind about your Nabi. And when you had a doubt in your mind about your Nabi, you can never remain a Muslim. Therefore, I told you to clarify the situation. In Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says also another amazing thing. She said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, every human being Allah created, Allah has got a jinnat with him, a shaitan with him who tries to mislead him. So Hazrat Aisha was very perceptive. She used to ask amazing questions. Ya Rasulullah, you say every human being, what about you? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even me, I also have a jinnat. I also had a shaitan. But my mu'jiza, my miracle, my good nature is that even the shaitan that was allotted to me, he has become a Muslim and he only tells me good. So he has also changed. But every human being has got a shaitan who tries to mislead him. Now, how does shaitan mislead people? Shaitan has different ways.